Blog Talk Radio.
Again, today's show is going to be a brief. We're really not going to have a lot of time today to talk about all the things that are going on in the world today, in American politics. So let's get right to it. Did the President of the United States describe some Americans as enemies? Wow. Here's what he said. Just a while ago in front of a large Latino audience. Latino voters, the president said, would have an opportunity to send a message to Republicans who Obama accused of politicizing immigration reform and the border security debate. Obama said pressure has to be put on the Republican Party if immigration reform is to become a reality. And if Latinos sit out the election instead of saying, we're going to punish our enemies, and we're going to reward our friends who stand with us on issues that are important to us. If they don't see that kind of upsurge in voting this election, then I think it's going to be harder, the president said. And that's why I think it's so important that people focus on voting on November 2nd. So has President Obama decided that it's best to draw a line between good and evil as it relates to the American people? Has the president decided that he's going to slash and burn and go with a us versus them mentality? Because that's what it sounds like to me. Mr. Obama, you call me your enemy. You call Republicans and conservatives, moderate Democrats, independents your enemy. Well, that's almost all of America. No, Mr. Obama, you are our enemy. You are America's enemy. That's what you're really saying, isn't it? Most of us can read between the lines. This is just another example of what I've been saying. You are our very own totalitarian conqueror, divider, and con artist in chief. What a way to bring America together, Mr. Obama. You know, words can't express how much I loathe you. You have done nothing but divide America, apologize for America, disregard the American people, disregard our military, and energize tensions in America. You lie, mislead America with all sorts of mistruths and fallacies. You disrespect America. And you know, the list goes on. I can go on all day. Here you are with the far left totalitarian communist media that distort and consistently mislead the American people. You have single-handedly re-energized racial tension by misrepresenting anything, anyone, or any organization that opposes your radical socialist progressive movement. by calling us racist. Obama, you and the rest of your progressive, liberal, radical cohorts, I'm sorry. I have a hard time getting that one out. I am just so fed up with the way that that our president is engaging in desperate, pathetic attempts to brainwash, divide and conquer the people. Instead of what you were supposed to do, what he was supposed to do was unite us, wasn't he? Wasn't he supposed to be the great communicator? Part two. Ronald Reagan was the first. Ronald Reagan was one. I would have to say that Franklin Roosevelt was one as well. But weren't you supposed to bring us all together? There are no red states. There are no blue states. Only the United States of America. But look at your history. It told the story from the very beginning. Your anti-American personal affiliations. Your corrupt business affiliations. Mr. Obama, I saw through you long ago at the outset of your campaign. You're a complete phony and the epitome of a con artist. You're up to no good, and the American people better get a grip and realize it. Because it'll be too late very soon. I am so disgusted with this president that I cannot wait to go vote on Tuesday. And that's enough about our con artist in chief, President Barack Hussein Obama. Let's move on to something else. Apparently, there have been some, or it appears to be that there have been some shenanigans in the voting booth during early voting. In Nevada, a few folks have gone into the voting booth only to discover that a Democrat's name has already been checked. Harry Reid, his name has already been checked on quite a few electronic ballots. As folks go in to vote for Sharon Engel, they find that Harry Reid's name has already been checked even before they've gone into the booth. In Las Vegas, some voters in Boulder City complained on Monday that their ballots had been cast before they went to the polls, raising questions about Clark County's electronic voting machines. Voter Joyce Farina said when they went to vote for Republican Sharon Engel, her Democrat opponent, Harry Reid's name was already checked. Farina said that she wasn't alone in her voting experience. She said that her husband and several others voting at the same time all had the same thing happen. Something's not right, Farina said. One person, that's a fluke. Two, that's strange. But several within a five-minute period of time, that's wrong. So apparently what is happening here is that folks are going into the voting booth and the opponent's name has already been checked. So now this is we're still seven days out from the election, and already we're finding that there have been fraud. To be fair, machines don't often work the way we want. Electronics don't always work the way we want them to. I experience that all the time. But several voting machines, several different polling places. And we also find that in North Carolina, the same thing's happening. And it's so far, it's the Democrats' names that have been found to already be checked. Not Republicans. Not so far, anyway. So, my advice to all my friends, all my listeners, is to go out and vote. Please. Vote early. Cast your votes. Get out and vote. Take your friends with you. You know, I talked to a neighbor, and he was going door to door, getting friends to and neighbors to go out and cast their ballots. This is a very important election. This is our way of telling Washington that we are listening, that we are paying attention, that we're not stupid. We understand what's at stake here. Check your ballot. Get out there. Check your ballot once, twice, three times. And be sure that you know what's going on when you get in the voting booth, when you come out of the voting booth, that you've checked the right ballot, because it seems to me that we're going to have an awful lot of these reports coming in where ballots are not being counted, or the electronic voting machine is not working properly, or that kind of thing. All right, so we're done with that. Let's move on, and let's talk about one more thing before we sign off for the rest of the afternoon. There's one more thing that I think is really important to discuss, and that is we're going to go back to President Obama. We're skipping around a little bit because we're running out of time, but right now we're going to talk about President Obama and what is going on with a couple of his speeches here. He's been crisscrossing the country in Democrat strongholds. He hasn't visited a single blue state. Republican dominated state. Just the states where he has the most popularity. Well, here's my take. Obama has expressed what I would call an underappreciation syndrome in an increasingly desperate attempt to develop a narrative for the coming Democrat collapse. The Democrats have indulged themselves in what for half a century they've habitually attributed to the American right, the paranoid style in American politics, the talk of dark conspiracies, secret money, foreign influence, big corporations with Karl Rove and Ed Gillespie lurking ominously behind the scenes. The only thing missing is the Halliburton-Cheney angle. After trotting out some of these charges with noticeable lack of success, President Obama has come up with something new, something less common, something more befitting his stature and intellect. He's now offering a scientific, indeed neurological, explanation for his current political troubles. The electorate, apparently is deranged by its anxieties and fears to the point where it can't think straight. We're all like possums in the headlights of an oncoming car on a country road. We're petrified. Well, we're petrified, Mr. President, because of your policies. Because we fear that your goal is to destroy the America as we know it, destroy the American dream. Now, I'll be back tomorrow, and we'll talk more. Have a good evening, and God bless.